Sir. Next case, please.
The next application is case 11587. James McIntyre is seeking a variance in the front yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the north side of Harbor Road Extended and northwest of Cedar Road. The 911 address is 19 Harbor Road, Rehoboth Beach. The property is zoned AR1. The tax map is District 33, map 14.05, parcel 22. Specifically, they are asking for a 0-foot front yard setback. There is one letter in support of the application, 4 letters in opposition. Staff put the letters of opposition and the photos submitted at your desk this evening, and we had 1 mail return. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James McIntyre, and my second home is 19 Harbor Road, Rehoboth Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Cornwell, you said you sent over the letters of opposition.
Correct.
You have the letter of support?
Yeah, the letter in support says request for a reduction in the front yard setback at 19 Harbor Road. I submit my support for approval. Mr. McIntyre has the best kept yard and home in the community, and it would seem reasonable and appropriate for use for his property, and he hopes that it's approved. They hope that it is approved.
Thank you.
We bought our property in 1994, and it was a factory built uninsulated house. This is a picture of it, and we improved it right off the bat and added a fence and the arch here, as well as landscape. The following year, they asked us to put it on the cottage tour, which we did. Had 300 people go through. The weather's gotten worse, as you probably know, and we were flooded a couple of times. And in 2013, we decided to build a new home and build it up on pilings. We built a pagoda, which is a Japanese-type home that has many different roofs. And the Washington Post asked us if they could feature it in June of 2014's Sunday edition, and I've got that article here. So the building itself is unique, and the pergola, which we propose correcting an insulation error, we put it, the two front legs on the right-of-way. They're about 3 feet over the fence line, but I'm prepared to pick it up and move it back so that the entire unit is on our property behind the fence. I've got pictures of the pergola, and I'll distribute those. I think the community, if you're familiar with it, and I think you probably are, is eclectic. There are big houses, there are small houses, there are vacant lots, there are woods, all types of homes. We added substantially to our property, and our banker claims that the net worth of the house is 2.5 times what it was before we made the improvement. So for the sake of improving property values in the community, I think we've benefited them to a great extent. Now the uniqueness of the pergola, my wife and I designed the house and the pergola, modifying others that we had seen, And I think the objections that we've had, and the four in particular, are people that live nearby. We sent out a request to 290 of the residents in North Shores, either by email or by mail, and asked for their comments to be pro and con, to be sent back to us and to the Board of Governors. We got 35 responses, and 33 of the 35, which I have tonight, were favorable to the improvements that we've made to the property. So I think that the uniqueness captures the imagination of some and maybe the disgust of others, but there are plenty of different types of homes in North Shores, and I can't say that I like all of them either. But we did have a substantial majority of those responding favorably to us. So my proposal is that I pick up the pergola, put the entire thing on our property, and I would probably move the bridge back. The reason that the pergola was placed where it was is because it ideally should be centered over the arc of the bridge. The bridge rises about a foot, 10 inches, I think, 10 or 11 inches. And we centered the center of the pergola over the highest part of the bridge. So we'll be moving the bridge back a little bit. The bridge is approved, and even though it's on the right-of-way, as your driveway is and as your mailbox is, there are certain allowable incursions that you can make. And so I'd probably end up moving my bridge back so that it's more centered under the pergola. But anyway, that's what my proposal is.
Okay, let's see if we have any questions, Mr. Huff. You want to start?
Not at the moment.
Okay, Mr. Wortman?
You're going to move the bridge back on your property completely?
They haven't asked me to do that, but I think aesthetically, I would probably move it somewhat.
No more questions right now.
Mr. Mills?
Ms. Cornwell or Mr. Lank, regarding the bridge, does that fall under the same requirements or what have you as a ground deck?
It would. There shouldn't be any construction whatsoever outside of their property.
No, I meant on their property. For example, if he moved it back to the property line, I know a ground deck can go to the property line.
However, it's not exceeding 6 inches above grade.
Okay. So otherwise it has to meet the setback.
There would have to be a variance.
Yes.
To exempt.
Okay. And he's not asked for that. And why have we not? Why hasn't that been included on the variance request?
We had the arch bridge.
My question is to Mr. Lank or Ms. Cornell. Cornwell, I'm sorry.
See a copy. I don't have a copy in front of me.
I mean, either way, it's covered under the, it's been advertised for on the front setback or front variance, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The request was for a reduction in the front yard setback.
Okay. So both of these structures need to be 30 feet back.
Correct.
Okay. So whether it goes in, whether it encroaches over the property line is not for us to determine or to decide upon. We're just.
Typically, the board does not consider any encroachment onto a neighboring property.
Right. Or outside.
It would have to be brought into conformity or grant a variance to be able to go zero. Whatever dimension,
right,
that you felt appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So we're
could take it back.
So we're looking at both pergola and bridge because it's more than 6 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The requirement is 30 feet setback, and you're asking for zero. Okay.
Wouldn't it be a 30-foot variance?
Be a 30-foot variance from the 30-foot requirement to be zero.
Be zero, yes.
Is that's on Harbor Road, so it is a private street. It's not the street that goes to Gordon Pond. It's interior.
Okay. Now, Mr. McIntyre, I heard you address the standard of uniqueness, but there are four other standards. Can you address those?
The possibility of development, as showed you on the first, I had an arch. There's a popular Japanese arch that I would consider as a second alternative. It doesn't have the roof, but it does have, well, some do have roofs, but it's primarily one structure that would be 10 or 11 feet wide and have, you know, the bars that go like this, 10 or 11 feet up. And that would be, that would shrink down the size of a pergola because my pergola is roughly 9 by 11 if you measure the outermost points of the roof. And so that would, you know, that so I could drop back to plan two if need be. But I think the uniqueness, I wanted to try and, I mean, the fence goes with the bridge, which goes with the pergola or goes with the arch, which goes with the house. The pergola that I have drawn for you there is also over a deck in the back of my house, and it's also over an outdoor shower. So it's consistent with the rest of the house.
Are you familiar with the standards for granting variance? Have you familiarized yourself with those standards?
Well, I've read through what you've given me.
Do you understand what those standards are? Because as far as I'm concerned, what you just said does not address the uniqueness.
I thought we were talking about the possibility of development. The uniqueness.
Well, the question of possibility of development is, can the property be developed without your request?
Well, if it's it can't be at the property line.
Okay. Do you need more time to prepare to address the standards? If you do, we could give you more time, either this evening or at a later time.
Well, do you have a specific question?
I'd like you to address those standards for granting a variance.
No,
in other words, you have to show, you have to you convince us that there's a uniqueness to the property that require, you know, would that it can't be developed in strict conformity, or that there's an irregular narrowness or shape or shallowness to the property. You have to convince us that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of your property, that it can't otherwise be developed. You have to show that the hardship or exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by you. And you have to show us that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And there are three standards within that, and that your request is a minimum to afford relief. So if you're not prepared to do that this evening, then or right now, we can either give you more time and hear the other cases, or we can allow you to come back at another time better prepared.
Well, my reason for asking for the variance in the first place was so that I could present a beautiful home site for the community to enjoy.
I understand, but you have to address, we can't grant the variance if you don't address the standards. Okay. So I'm giving you the opportunity to do that. Because what I'm hearing, and I think I can speak for the other members, is right now you haven't addressed those standards, and therefore it would be very difficult, if not impossible, for us to grant the variance. So would you like more time?
I'll have to have more time.
Okay. Would you like to more time this evening, or would you like to come back another time?
I'll probably have to come back another time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. But you want to give consideration to the answers you've already provided to the board in answering your application. You really haven't addressed those answers that you already provided in writing.
Okay. Well, I'll resubmit an application.
Well, it's not an application. You're actually going to submit the response to the questions about uniqueness, the possibility of development, effect on the surroundings, will the variance be detrimental to public health rate issues, the question that we provided when you applied.
Well, for the, I mean, it just as an aside, how is it going to hurt? I had, for 18 years, I had an arch. I had an arch bridge. I had the fence. Now I've got...
Did you get permits for those?
Not from the...
Not from the county?
Not from the county.
Okay, well, they were there illegally then.
They're going to get permits for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how. Okay.
Okay, so we need that in the
opposition.
Motion.
Huh? Is there any opposition? Or anybody in favor?
Yeah. Are there any persons here in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain the motion, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we leave the hearing open for case number 11,587 to our next regular meeting, which would give the applicant time to prepare. Better prepared to address the standards for granting a variance.
And that would also be the public record as well, so any and persons for or against.
Any, yes.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave the record open on case number 11,557 to allow the applicant a better time to be prepared to answer the standards for granting a variance. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,587 will be left open.
And that's until our next meeting, which is
6/22.
June
22nd. Yep. Okay, sir.
Let's see, where are the pictures at?
We're going to keep the pictures for the record.
They've been submitted to the public record, so we have to hold those.
All right.
Okay, we're done. All right, sir. Hey, next case, please.
The next application is...